4 HKX Mobile.
HKX and 4ZLK, morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Shane. Did you make it back from your trip?
Came back Wednesday afternoon, early enough to enjoy the rest of the afternoon at home, and then I was back at work yesterday.
Good trip. Enjoyed that. I know the first day back after a vacation of any sort is a rough day, though.
About 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so that was nice. If we'd gotten back late, it would have been a little more difficult, but I enjoyed it. We got to learn a little bit of history of some of the musicians and stuff, and got to experience a little bit of the nightlife, not much, because it wasn't very crowded, but it also learned as a place I'd like to visit but wouldn't want to live.
You went to Nashville, correct? I've been there once or twice for training, and it's just nowhere I want to live.
At least 80 on the interstate just to keep up with traffic on the interstates around there. And then, of course, the downtown area is interesting. A typical large city downtown. But it was fun. We had some good food and good time with friends. And got to see my sister celebrate her 50th birthday party. Her 50th birthday.
It's all worthwhile getting to see family and friends and take in a little bit there and enjoy. So I'm glad you had a good trip.
See, the mountains was always pretty. We always enjoy that, going through the gorge. And they've got that bridge they're working on there at Exit 7 in, it'd be the North Carolina Exit 7 before you get into Tennessee. But they did a good job with diverting the traffic down the exit ramp and back up the other side, so it wasn't backed up at all.
On that, I had been through there, I don't know, probably over a year now.
They said they should be done by May of 2022. But you know how those projected time frames are on projects like that.
Very seldom hit those time frames, but they give it a good try most of the time.
You've had a good week. Everything going well with your business there?
Run my numbers for the week yet, but so far it looks like I've had my best week since I got my tool truck back. It's taken a while to recover the business that I lost.
Well, congratulations. How about the radios? You got them all set up and working yet?
No, to be honest with you, I've been so busy with work, I hadn't had time. That's one of the things that comes along with being super busy is it takes more time, you know.
When I got that radio home last week, I had a little J-pole that I built, and I stuck in the corner of the room there, and the SWR was awful on it, but I just wanted to try the radio out. So I took it up, put it up in the attic, kind of a temporary permanent home, and ran a cable down the, when I got back the afternoon, and checked the SWR, and it was under 1.5 across the whole 2-meter band, so I was very happy with that. I took a little while playing around with it and adjusting where I was going to put the feed point on it, but it's still not quite where I'm going to put it permanently. It's going to be a little bit higher than what it is right now, but it's up in the attic, but I still have to run the cable through the wall or outside and then back in through the wall to where I'm going to have the radio.
And Dave talking on that antenna when you put it up last week, and you were running next to no power to get into the repeater. It was pretty impressive.
I can sit on my couch with my HT on low power, which is less than a watt, and I can hit the repeater too, so it didn't take much, but I'm more interested in what it will do for either Simplex, you know, or some of the other further out repeaters. Of course, I know I don't think I'll be able to hit you yet because it's still a skip over the mountain.
Little chunk of mountain ran away there. Did you get your information for the Simplex net?
I checked all day yesterday, and I know he was headed to Columbia. So I don't think I've checked this morning, but I haven't seen anything yet.
Been devoting a lot of time into that, putting a lot of effort in it, so just bear with him. I know he's been busy doing it.
Organized. So let me jump out of here real quick. I'm going to throw a bag in the trash dumpster here, and then I'll be back in a few minutes. N4, is that okay?
KO4 HGX, and I'll be on the side monitoring.
Okay.
HGX, I'm still here, Shane.
The mountain yet?
No, I'm actually not working down the mountain today. Today is working in the garage with my buddy. I'm actually working on a couple of trucks for him.
Save on the drive time. So on that Simplex net, he's thinking about on a Thursday or a Friday night, is that correct?
For the exact date, but that sounds correct.
To participate, I may try to listen. I'll probably be mobile on the way home at that point.
If it's a Thursday, I may be hard for me to make it too. So I'm going to have to try. I may have to cut the date. It's a little short to do it. But if I do, that's okay.
Email real quick. I haven't gotten anything yet about it.
Get it out to you. He was out of town this weekend or yesterday. So I'm sure he'll get it to you this weekend or something.
You this, but you know how I said we'd go up visit my daughters up that way. They're going to be moving down to Greer here at the end of March. He got a new job, and he's actually working in Greer now and making the drive down. Trying to get him on the radio. Actually, no, he starts Monday, so he's off this week. He should be on the radio starting next week more, hopefully. He said he'll make the drive down after 7. I think he's got to show up at 8. So, whatever. Whatever time he's got to, excuse me, do for that. Got to clear my throat here. Hang on. Sorry about that.
All right. Get moving over morning. Sometimes it takes a little bit to get that stuff out of your throat.
His wife and their little granddaughter stayed at our place. They house sat while we were gone. And they're still here, so they stayed a couple more nights, so it's been nice to see the little granddaughter. She is one chunky little baby.
I'm kind of looking forward to that, but I don't want to rush it. I just want my son to be ready for it, so he can enjoy it also. But I'm looking forward to having grandkids. It's not there yet.
Should either, but I'm happy that it's here. There's nothing like it. I've heard people, you know, say there's nothing like it, and I understood what they were saying, but you really don't understand until you experience it.
There's some things you just can't describe in life. You just got to experience them, that's for sure.
Should have started with the grandkids. They were a lot more fun so far.
That's what everybody says, is you can have more fun with them because you're not stressed out over raising them. That's somebody else's responsibility.
Though, of course, you know, just the way things are going, you know, you wonder what the world's going to be like. I'm sure every parent feels this way. It just, sometimes you think, how can it be this bad, you know? Oh, well, enough of that. Just love them and pray for them.
Love them and pray for them. That's the main thing we can do for them.
Much up there on off of Upward Road, is that where you hang out today?
Yep, that's where I'll be all day today.
Be like up there, but it's supposed to be 68 degrees down here, so I'm going to enjoy this spring-like weather.
It's supposed to be up in the low 60s here today, so it'll be nice being outside and in the sun and enjoying it, so I'm going to make the best of it.
Okay. Well, you're holding the repeater, but you're scratchy, so I'm not sure where you are. I can understand everything.
That cold. I was wondering if it was scratchy. If you want to jump to the other repeater, I got a few more minutes.
Hey, I'm not not sure if I can make it, but I'll switch over there. I'm down here in Pumpkin Town, down in a little valley. Let me see. I'll go over there, and if you don't hear me, then I'll be back over this way. N4, is that okay?